Zion. You are singing in Kumasi, oh, Tivo. Supply understanding to every one of us here. None is permitted to remain on the same spot. We receive speed, we gain speed as we travel in your world. We receive great insight in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, all the glory belongs to you for what you are set to do in our midst. We return all the glory to you, Holy Ghost. You are the great teacher. You will come down. You will teach us powerfully to the glory of God Almighty. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Amen. Shortly, we shall be looking at the topic or the theme for today's service. Cultivating the right attitude for supernatural access. For some Sundays now, we have been dealing with supernatural access. And the previous one we talked about engaging the power of praise for supernatural access. I think the last Sunday we talked about engaging the giving power for supernatural access. So this morning, by the grace of God, we shall be looking at cultivating the right attitude for supernatural access. This is a very critical topic, and I want us to be very sensitive as the Lord will be helping us. You know, let's be very sensitive. This is where the devil, you know, this is the upload of the devil in the life of so many believers. So all the possibilities that are locked up in Christ Jesus cannot find expression in their life. So they have everything, but they lack so many things at the same time. Why? Because of this matter. You can cast out them from a man, but to cast out bad character is a difficult one. The demons saw Jesus and
the good that came. He said, indeed, this one is the Son of God, the power.
But men with strange attitude saw him. Naturally, as soon as Jesus appeared, demons shake out. Naturally, literally. When he appeared, demons shake out. It was so easy for demons to bow. But negative attitude and character, who can deliver him from it? You can be so anointed to cast out a demon from a man. If such man is still under the oppression of this great demon of negative attitude and character, who shall deliver such persons? Jesus has done all things, but we have access to little or nothing because of the wrong attitude and wrong character. So you speak to a demon possessed person.
In the name of Jesus, get out!
Out
of
your castle!
So that access will begin. Some can give their life. They have it as gift. And because the gift of a man created room for him, as soon as the room is created, they step into the room and the room is smelling. What is smelling?
Character.
Wrong attitude. You don't know. The wrong attitude smells.
You display anyhow. You stink everywhere you go. If you like, use 100 perfume. Put it on your head and put it in your nose. So that you can look great.
When wrong attitude is in place, a man will continue to stink. If you like, go and buy the most expensive soap, paint with it. You still come back the same way you are. So you apply every other principle to get access. You can give everything you have. But because of wrong attitude, you can mess up your life. We pray for all things and we desire so many things.
When we lack the right attitude, it doesn't matter the level of our labor and investment in things. Our wrong attitude can be shifted.
It can rubbish everything. Labor is not
not enough. If not backed up with the right attitude, you are bound to be limited. You can't go forward. Access cannot be granted. And if access is granted, you will mess up the room. The gift of the man makes room for you. Congratulations for the gift that you have. Congratulations that when you carry mic, people are receiving healing. Congratulations that when you open your mouth and speak, people nearly lick your mouth. Congratulations. Remember that such is going to create a room for you and is going to bring you before great men, just like we learned last week's Sunday. I tell you that the higher you go without the right attitude, the higher you go, the more the possibility of you messing up. So the disgrace will now be before great men, because the gift of a man maketh room and bringeth him before how many men? Before which men? Great men. So before you ascend that throne of greatness, that there is a need for you to pay attention to this. Pay attention to it. Pay attention to your attitude. A man said, attitude is everything. Ephesians chapter 4, the gift was given to the body. Some apostles, some teachers, said for the perfecting of the saints, edification of the church. So the man can be perfect and complete. So if you pray for everything and you neglect this one, there is a great problem. Supernatural access is guaranteed when your attitude is in place. A stinking and a dead attitude keeps a man off. No woman can survive a marriage with a wrong attitude. Keep it tomorrow, it will smell out. It's a matter of fact. Keep it under, cover it with everything you have. It will smell, it will come out. Every negativity that you are holding, that you are keeping inside of you, if you don't let them go, keep it under you. It will be there. God is interested in helping you. He's interested in making you great. Yes, that's his interest. But I tell you that your attitude can stop what he wants to do in your life. You can't stop. Or probably you get there, you mess up. If the devil wants to finish a man, he knows what to do. All he's looking for is just to see that you are not correct inside. So cultivating the right attitude is a must for every believer. Don't be tongue talking and you are empty character wise. Don't be tongue talking and you are void of good attitude. Don't be tongue talking and you are void of simple moral behavior. Oh, men will not eat speaking in tongues. Our disposition is key. I said it. You can cast out devil from your room. How do you cast out your character? You can rebook your character. I rebook. There is a need for a regeneration, a total shift in your heart, a transformation of mind for such to happen.
God wants to do great and mighty things in our life. We can limit it by a negative attitude. Many of us are not enjoying God the way we ought to enjoy Him today because of this. We have negative attitude in His presence. We have wrong attitude. There are attitudes you put on when you are in God's presence that can provoke the power of God. The man of God, Benny Hinn, was ministering in a place. So many people seated. And he was worshiping God, singing, worshiping God in the spirit. If you know him very well, if you have been following him, you will understand that this man loves worship. He was worshiping God and he saw somebody just in front of the congregation doing like this. What? Go to the back! He brought another person inside the congregation to repair me. This person is worshiping God well. He brought the person. Come and sit down here. Why? Our attitude can determine whether God appears in a place or not. That's it. I say God looks at our heart. If anything meaningful is happening in your heart, it will happen in your life. Not that it's my heart that is looking at this, not by him. Your attitude during service. Let us pray. Father Lord, thank you, thank you. Say Benny, if you are lukewarm here, go to the back. We need somebody born in front of this place. You are not encouraging what you are doing here. Negative attitude, they are terrible. If you don't wash it, they cripple you. People don't care what you have in your mind. Your action speaks better and says a lot about you. If you are the type that you are just always moody, looking so terrible, and that is how people will take you. So who cares what you have been through since yesterday? Nobody. How can you come to the church of God and you just stay and you are standing so helpless? That attitude is so terrible. And it's because you lack the understanding of the God you are serving. Because what informs your disposition, your attitude, your character, is your belief. It's your belief. There is no how a man can be enthroned without a solid character. If by mistake you are in truth, you are coming down. Because that wrong attitude will bring you down. If by mistake you marry a good man, you will finish the man. One of the things you must deal with before you consider marriage is negative attitude. Break it. If not, it will break your home. It's simple like that. This is an aspect that we don't love to showcase. We preserve it. Why? Preserve what will kill you. Let it go. Share it with people if you know. Anybody who can help you. This is what I'm going to do. Let the person be your accountability partner. I don't understand. This one, I know it's wrong. I need dealings on it. If you don't deal with it, you are finished. Many have been denied access because of this one. Samson was greatly anointed from the womb. Negative attitude and disposition. Ruined him. Simple. It was impossible for God to help him. Every necessary help has been supplied. But this issue, this matter with him, was there. In that, Moses was seen as the meekest. He was God's friend, talking to God mouth to mouth. Angel was sitting inside of him, arranging, packaged. At the point that he was to cross and gain access to the promised land, he saw it, he never got there. This thing is so key. Can God help a man and deliver him from such? Yes. But because it is an aspect of our life, that has to do with our emotion, and in a way we derive pleasure, even though we know it's not good. We keep it under. So when Holy Ghost is coming, we are praying, oh Lord, follow me, fire, follow me. The fire is falling, you are not allowing it to reach that place. You have not been delivered, though. Something is wrong with you. I mean, when I mean something is wrong, something is wrong. You know the great work that Moses did to take the people of Israel from Egypt, and it was time for them to gain access to the promised land. Negative attitude, finish it. People of God, the supernatural access that the Lord has promised us is a reality. And you will enjoy it. You will experience it. But beware that this access cannot in any way be sustained with a negative attitude. So there is a need for you to cultivate consciously the right attitude before access can be given. So don't say, Lord, I need access. You can't go ahead in this journey with this excess kind of behavior, terrible attitude. You know your own. Spot it. As I'm speaking, I know some of you will be looking around. Still talking about Sister Lagbaja, you are a liar. In fact, that one self shows that you don't know what you are doing. So you pay attention to yourself. Let's open our scriptures. If you are there, open to Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 11. Let's be very fast. Then another person, you can open to 1 Peter chapter 5, 5 to 6. Philippians 2, 3 to 11. If you are there, say, I am there. All right, please. Read for us, ma'am. Please, clearly, read it louder.
Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. But in lowliness of mind.
Please, sit down as you read. We want to quickly look at that scripture very well. Everybody, read your scripture. Please, come again, ma'am.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem others better what?
Better than themselves.
Please, just pause like that.
What provoke negative attitude, wrong attitude in the life of most people is nothing but high-mindedness, pride. We get so mad with people quickly because we want to protect our self-esteem, our self-worth. You won't be angry with people too much if you can see them as Christ wants you to see them. Vain glory. We want things that will bring glory to you. If he's not bringing glory to us, we fight it with everything. So we all know what to do. We know what is right. But we portray and give full expression to negative attitude most of the time because of our pride. I mean, why should you be talking to me like that? Then you'll be angry. Why? Self worth. What brought down the devil? What brought down Lucifer? It's nothing but that kind of mind. He was high-minded.
right in his heart, he was concerned. He was, you know, thinking about it. I will exalt my throne above. He was. That brought him down.
So fornicating, Lauren. So bangali Mason. So jali.
But that he conceived in his mind that will exalt. That's the foundation. It is this particular aspect is the major aspect. You see husband and wife killing themselves is because of pride. The foundation is that you can't cheat me. You are my husband, I'm your wife. You are the head, I'm the neck. If I refuse to stay, your head cannot stay. Everybody power toss. Try to give yourself one special negative attitude. It's terrible. We must die. If not, we can't go far. If Jesus were to be in your shoe, you will not die for the world. Do you know he left all his glory and he came down? Not just that. Mere men slapping him. Do you know what it means? Do you know what it means? Not just slap. They remove his robe. Separately, they wanted to stone him. God. But because of what he wanted to achieve, he accepted it. Because of access, he accepted the insult. Those things can stop you from gaining access. That is what I'm telling you. Do you know that he came for a particular thing? We will still get there. Because I came with like few things I want to discuss with you on how to cultivate the right attitude. The glory was before him. He said, look unto Jesus, the author of the glory, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despised the shame. What we call negative attitude today or wrong attitude is nothing but a response to our environment. You don't want people to cheat you. So, Asari Daru, sister, and Inye Pagonima, Monique Asari, Asi Shosh. Yes. Oh, Pagubo, or Rotunja de Lenwe, Nipeko Giori and your Danuni. All these things cannot guarantee access. Don't say it doesn't matter. Oh, matter. Kill those things. Esteem others better than yourself. Go on, man.
Look not every man on his own things.
Look not every man on what? This is one of the reasons why people come up with negative attitude. The meaning you want to govern your own environment. There is no way you can gain access like that. Jesus left everything that belonged to him, all in heaven, and he came down. Naked, nothing, just as man, like you. It's a great sacrifice. Go on, man.
For every man also on the things of others.
On the things of others, go on.
Let this mind be in you.
Which was also in Christ Jesus. I said it the other time that what informs our attitude is the state of our mind, it's our belief system. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So if the mind of Christ is in you, you behave like Christ. You function like him. This is how to gain access. You think all those things that are coming against you are just coming? You think men are just behaving like that? No. God is actually testing your heart. No. You think if Jesus had allowed all those distractions, attack in the temple and so many things, to stop him, do you think salvation plan will be fulfilled? The great plan is there for you, but if you can't take note of all these things, simple things, some of you cannot live with a friend for 2 days. You will fighting for, you know, power toss, power, and you think it's ordinary. It's not ordinary. It's because you are still not dead. You are still alive. Self is still ruling you. If you look unto the things of others, I tell you, it will be very difficult for you to be fighting others always. That's the fact. If you count others better than yourself, you won't always have issue with them. This person is shining more than me. You don't need this one. Shine your shine. The next verse. Form of God. To be equal, yes. He made himself of no reputation. Okay. It was made in the likeness of man. Okay.
Being found in fashion as a man,
he humbled himself. He became obedient unto death. Even the death of the cross. That is access. Access. Therefore, God also gave him access. What led to the access? What? He was humble. He was found in the likeness of men, but he became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Then God gave him a name that is above other name. That the name of Jesus, every name, if there is no will, there cannot be anything like fulfillment of God's plan. So God spoke to him. He had then part of the price to pay for him to ascend that throne was to be humble. Because when he came, he didn't face cross straight, he faced people. Is that one your lord shepherd? That's why I'm his baby. You are people are difficult. They don't even know how to respect somebody. That's why you are misbehaving. You should be original. Your environment should not control your attitude. Your control system is within you. And that is why the Holy Ghost has been given to you. So what regulates your reaction perpetually? What determines your attitude is not your environment. It's not what people are doing to you. You should be correct and do what you need to do, whether people are good or bad. Because your regulator is within you. The Holy Ghost is the one. That is why the change of a man will not start from outside, start from within. If nothing, if something has happened within, then it will control the way you behave. Physically. So, your environment should not determine the kind of attitude you put on. He said, this place, I don't want to talk to anybody. Because I can see that they don't know what they are doing there. And I'm not saying we should be talking everywhere. But you should understand that we are in this world. There are so many things we just need to let go. We must be humble. I mean, when I mean humble, be humble. Trust God for it. What's the next best man?
At the name of Jesus,
every knee should bow. Which verse are you now? Okay, we are going to 11. Of things in heaven. Okay. 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 Please, if you are in the next scripture, read for us. 1 Peter 5:5-6.
Likewise,
ye
yourselves unto the elders.
Submit yourself unto the elders, okay?
Yeah, all
of
you be subject to one another.
All of you be subject to one another.
And be clothed with humility.
And what?
Be clothed with humility.
Be clothed with humility.
For God resists the proud.
God resists the proud. Go on.
And give them grace.
He said, in given access. In given access. He resists the proud. The proud here can be a believer. And as a matter of fact, that scripture is not even talking to one thing. The apostles. He resists the proud. It shows that resisting the proud doesn't mean we can't steal out of the kingdom.
you will be returned. You will be on that session. You will be there. You are this master, the son of God. Glory to God. But access cannot be given to you. The supply of grace comes when we are humble. When we are more high-minded. Let me tell you about high-mindedness. You might not see that. Prophet, share it. You don't see me anywhere. I guess it. You might not see that. But deep in your heart, someone talks to them. Yes, sir. You can see so anytime the person is coming by looking for a way to it will have my own best amount of time. You don't know what that was.
Let's quickly round up. Thank you, Father. Proverbs 22, verse 4. Prophet me, Proverbs 22, verse 4. Sister Bukola. Proverbs 11, 2 to 3. Sister Fola Shade, 1 Timothy chapter 4, 12 to 13. Oh yeah, the first person, please. I can't hear you, sir.
By humility and the fear of the Lord.
Wishes and honor and life.
Okay.
Thorns and snares are the ways of the fool.
I don't understand that your passion. It's so much you read.
If you are in that passion, can you read? I don't understand it. It's not clear. Are you on the same? Are we on the same page? Eh? Okay, read it.
By humility and the fear of the Lord are wishes and honor and life.
Do you get that? By humility and
the fear of the Lord. That means humility and fear of the Lord grant access to what?
Wishes.
Eh?
And honor.
Honor
and life.
And life. So sometimes we don't want to be honored because we want honor. We don't want people to step for us anyhow. But by humility, access is granted to wishes, to honor, and to what? To life.
To life. Sister Bukola, you can read.
When pride comes, then comes shame.
Kai. When pride comes, then
with the humble is wisdom.
With the humble is what? See, a wise man is a humble man. The wisdom of the world will tell you, I'm going to be smart. You can't go shit yet. It's a foolish. It's a foolish. Try to carry the same friend. You don't have any land. That person is a foolish. The humble is wise. If you are humble, you are humble. There is a way of making you know it and see it without necessarily condemning it, or necessarily pushing you away from it. I will tell you, God is one. They take you forever. And you are not a fool. Whatever they do, with condemnation, but you know who is it. It's not for you. And I'm not going to say like this. I think that because sometimes it's very easy. Freedom. Is it not my mentality? And you blast and blast the young woman as if you are aging. We are in the process of thinking. How to solve it? It's a thing.
Yes, ma'am. Are you done? Go on. Is that all?
No. The
integrity of the upright will guide them.
But the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them.
The what?
The perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them.
Hallelujah.
What does it mean to be pervert? What is perversity?
Here's what it is. Pervert. It's just like he's looking for a bridge way to make things work for him. You are not walking JP. There is a matter of grand things in my book. If you listen to them all the time, they will always be saying things that will make the other person look like a dog. Begging themselves to be righteous. They will remove lead from here, they will remove clothes from here, they will not get naked, they will not get naked with their mouth. It's a terrible heart. We need deliverance. And they see it as madness. You can't get them like this. They will turn you, they will shake you. They say, this is Christ. No, I'm that guy is like, come here.
Let no man despise
thy
be thou an example
of what?
Of the believers.
In
what?
In conversation.
And a charity and a spirit in faith and in purity
till I come.
Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine.
This is the way to cultivate the right attitude.
You give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. As we keep reading the scripture, as we exhort ourselves every time, as we embrace the doctrine of Christ, then we be correct. Until our belief ceases to change, we are not set for the next season.
If you are there, you can read for us. What do we
read? But the fruit of the Spirit is love.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy.
Joy.
Peace.
Show the other side so that don't have a way, one of them will conduct
you.
gentleness, temperance, self-control. With this, we can have access to the next level. With this, supernatural access, we can get it. If we throw away all these works, and we are seeking access everywhere, God will not allow you. Not because he doesn't know. In fact, you know that some things that God will not permit. Not because he wants to do something, but he said, yes, you are praying for much more, but he knows. One letter over your way, and when you're bad, you are misbehaving because of the one letter that you have to do. And you are praying for people. Money will be usual. So it's a way, and at this one, you have to give it away. Now I want to talk to you anyhow. You have to you drop inside your car. You just drop out of your car. You step down from your car in the street that goes to bus everybody. If you lie, I will teach you to do your own. I will not care. Thank God releases his blessings. He's looking at the quality of our hearts. The quality of our hearts and our character. He's looking at our disposition. Don't say it doesn't matter. It matters. It matters. If you can pay attention to it, that you can value others, you can see others as in a better than yourself, you can assume that position. Express it to you from your heart. Then I tell you, say, don't put yourself before the Lord and in duty, you will need it. Say, for God sees the power, he keeps it increasing.
Everything, you are my everything. Take all of me, all of you, Lord. You are my everything.
Can you open your mouth and pray right now? Just speak to your Father. Reno siko vrengla adi susa rakovila borovika zizuzuzuzu eredoko vrek.